WRCO.com.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, with a light mist and fog. This morning we're at 34 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A witness says the killing of an American Palestinian teenager in the West Bank on Friday was unprovoked. The AP's Karen Shamas with what we're learning.
17-year-old Louisiana native Tawfiq Abdel-Jabbar was fatally shot as he was driving a pickup truck in the occupied West Bank. The only passenger in the car with him says the shooting was unprovoked. The witness described apparent Israeli fire hitting the back of the vehicle before it overturned several times on a dirt road. At least 10 bullets struck the truck, which was seen by the AP after Israeli investigators examined it. Most hit the back windshield and truck bed, supporting the 16-year-old Mohammed Salameh's account of the incident that killed his friend. In an initial statement, Israeli police said the shooting targeted people purportedly engaged in rock-throwing activities along Highway 60. That's a main West Bank thoroughfare. I'm Karen Chanas.
Alabama plans to execute a convicted killer today with nitrogen gas, a never-before-used execution method that the state says is humane, but critics call cruel and experimental. Those grounded Boeing planes could soon be in the air again. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Federal officials are clearing the way for grounded Boeing planes to resume flying. The Federal Aviation Administration has approved an inspection and maintenance process that the planes must first go through. After that, they will be allowed to carry passengers again. The FAA says it will not agree to any Boeing request to expand production of MAX planes until the agency is satisfied that quality control concerns have been addressed.
The 737 MAX 9 jetliners have been grounded since a side panel blew out of a plane in mid-flight earlier this month. The Weather Service is warning of possibly heavy rain and maybe some flooding through tomorrow across East Texas and the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys. This is AP News. What if police want to see your Ring doorbell camera footage? The AP's Ed Donahue.
Ring says it will no longer allow police to ask for doorbell camera footage from users. Ring says it's doing away with the request for assistance tool. It allows police departments and other public safety agencies to ask for and receive video captured by the doorbell cameras using Ring's Neighbors app. A reason wasn't given. The change takes effect next week. Law enforcement agencies will still be able to make public posts in the app. Privacy watchdogs have been concerned about Ring's relationship with police departments, saying it can change neighborhoods into a place of constant surveillance and lead to more instances of racial profiling. Law enforcement agencies can still access videos using a search warrant. I'm Ed Donahue.
eBay is cutting about 1,000 jobs. That's about 9% of its full-time workforce. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Today, cloudy and foggy, scattered drizzle, becoming steadier light rain this afternoon at a high of 38. East winds at 2 to 6 miles per hour. Tonight, rainy with areas of fog, a low of 34. Friday, cloudy with fog again, light rain tapering to drizzle in the afternoon, a high of 39. Friday night, clouds and fog, a low of 32. Saturday, mostly cloudy and mild, a high of 40. For Sunday, a few peaks of sunshine and 38. Yesterday, 38 was the high. We did receive 15/100ths of an inch of rain during the day and evening. There is a dense fog advisory today for Grant and Iowa counties. That is going on today until noon. There are some foggy areas, a little misty, and a little bit in terms of visibility reduced today as well. We have no delays or cancellations to pass along at this time. We'll certainly keep you posted if we do. Right now it is 34 degrees.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was
are still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save. Save you now. For Jesus shed his precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him. Save you, he will save you, he will save you now. Yes, Jesus is the truth, the way that leads you into rest. Believe in him without delay, and you are fully blessed. Only trust him.
We start the day in a positive way with Alan Jackson and a classic hymn there, Only Trust Him. Before that, our national anthem officially opening up the broadcast day, sung by the Oak Ridge Boys. Well, we hope you're doing well this morning. Again, a little messy out there today, a little rain with that temperature right now at 34 degrees, but kind of teetering back and forth in some areas below the freezing point. We do have our first school announcement today. It's a two-hour start for Kickapoo schools. All buses and classes in the Kickapoo district will begin operating 2 hours late. So we'll keep you posted today on that. If that does change, that list gets a little longer during the morning. But we hear from our friends from Kickapoo. We hadn't actually heard from Kickapoo for a little while. It seemed like the storms were kind of to the south and southeast of us, a little below us. So that it was kind of interesting earlier this week. You kind of saw the line the schools had contacted us, and they were kind of right in that that watch and advisory area. But this one is a little bit more widespread today. The dense fog advisory in effect for Grant and Iowa counties until noon today. Well, good luck getting there. Good luck getting dressed up and trying to find something to go with your blue suede shoes.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything my car, drank my liquor from my old fruit jar, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay off.
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. This big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive.
She's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
Carved our niches deep in the bark. Me and Alice. Now she walks through the door with her head held high. And just for a moment I caught her eye. Then the big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's going.
She said, I know how to help. Get over Alice. She said, now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting for 24 years. Then the big limousine disappeared with Alice.
Johnny Carver, poor old Alice is gone there. Who is Alice? Yeah, we got it. All right, it's 34 degrees at WRCO, 5:15. The time, we hope you're We're coming in loud and clear this morning on a foggy morning. The Vibe and I, we made it all right. A little bit misty out there. Probably getting about time to replace the windshield wipers again, but that's all right. Me being the optimist, when I'm outside, I was outside last night doing a little scraping. It was a good thing, you know, you can get it off. I mean, 8 o'clock last night, it was 38 degrees. So doing a little bit of scraping, trying to make things a little bit better. But I just have this feeling of that it's March. We're going to be playing baseball next month. But, of course, that's wishful thinking. The Brewer Public Library will hold preschool story time at 10:30 today. That's open to all young children. And a Red Cross blood drive will be held today from noon until 5. Our friends in Montfort are hosting that at the Montfort Fire and Rescue Building. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or give them a call at 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Reminders from our community calendar here today on WRCO. FM 100.9 out of Richland Center. How you doing?
Higher than the highest mountain. Deeper than the deepest sea. That's how I will love you, oh darling, endlessly. Softer than the gentle breezes, stronger than the wild old tree. That's how I.
Sonny James on the Light in the Milk House Show. It's 19 minutes after 5.
Attention fishing enthusiasts and families. Mark your calendars for the Highland Lions Club annual Dean Olson Memorial Fishery. Join them on Saturday, January 27th at Black Hawk Lake Recreation Area, 2025 County Road BH, Highland. Gates open at 5 a.m. The day is packed with excitement, adult fishing contest, kids learn to ice fish, bake sale, euchre tournament, meat paddles, live auction, and more. Plus, indulge your taste buds with concessions and warm up by the heated pavilion. The fun starts at 9 a.m. and the action continues all day. Raffle tickets are available from members and local businesses. For updates, check out the Highland Lions Facebook page. Highland Lions Club, where community, fun, and fishing come together. All events subject to change, so stay tuned for an unforgettable day of ice fishing and family fun.
A sports update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Giannis Antetokounmpo had his third triple-double in the last four games, and the Milwaukee Bucks responded to the dismissal of coach Adrian Griffin with a 126-116 win that snapped the Cleveland Cavaliers' eight-game victory streak. Giannis had 35 points, matched a season high with 18 rebounds, and gave out 10 assists as well. Joe Prunty served as the Bucks' interim coach. Donovan Mitchell had 23 to lead the Cavs. Detroit 113, Charlotte 106. Minnesota beat Washington 118-107. Memphis 105 and Miami 96. In overtime, Portland 137 and Houston 131. Phoenix 132, Dallas 109. Oklahoma City over San Antonio 140-114. And Golden State over Atlanta 134-112. David Joplin made six of Marquette's 15 three-pointers, and the 14th-rated Golden Eagles beat DePaul 86-73. In action last night, Northwestern beat number 10 Illinois 96-91 in the Big Ten. Jim Harbaugh has been hired as the coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. He leaves Michigan after capping his ninth season as coach of college football's winningest program with the school's first national championship since 1997. In the NHL, Toronto won nothing over Winnipeg, and that was an overtime contest. Florida 6 and Arizona 2. Carolina 3-2 over Boston. Colorado was a winner against Washington 6-2. St. Louis won in overtime 4-3 over Vancouver. Seattle beat the Chicago Blackhawks 6-2 and Buffalo 5-3 over Los Angeles. This sports update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Cornerstone Service in Richland Center is your source for quality auto and light truck repair. Get honest professional care every time from Cornerstone Service. Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty, experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. Century 21 Complete Service Realty, they're your friends in real estate. Kramer Water Store offers Culligan water conditioners and drinking water systems. You can experience the soft water difference with the help of Kramer Water Store.
A two-hour delay today for all buses and classes in the Kickapoo School District. They're the only school or district that we've heard from thus far on a foggy, inclement morning. A reminder that Kickapoo is starting 2 hours late. A high of 38 expected today. That's where we were yesterday. Some light rain this morning that could get steadier this afternoon. We're holding steady at 34 degrees in Richland Center. So be careful out there today. Be careful as you do the aerobic polka with us. Here we go. Deep breath. Okay, here we go.
Polka is the dance they all adore. The Acapulco polka keeps them hollering for more. Way down the coast of Mexico, along Pacific shore, the Acapulco polka is the dance they all adore. When winter comes around, you'll find from Maine to Idaho, people start to take in all that fun in Mexico. It's tropical, it's topical, a status symbol too. The Acapulco polka is the dance that you should do. From Chicago, San Diego, and Key Largo, by plane and train and cargo, down to Acapulco, Mexico. Hearts from Savannah, Indiana, and Montana, yes, every Joe and Anna tell you that's the only place to go. They all want you to know that's the one place to go, to Acapulco, Mexico. Acapulco Polka is the dance they all adore.
Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks with the Acapulco Polka. That's kind of hard to say. Well, hopefully you enjoyed that today. Kind of limbered up a little bit, got the big bugs kicked off, and we're ready to go toward farm news and markets in about 5 minutes from right now. Time for a cool down shuffle. This is Fern Young.
I'm the center of attention in this barroom, 'cause I've got the biggest heartache of the year. And each night those swinging doors reach out for me and draw me in. I'll say no.
All I ever get.
Yeah, calling a man like you a husband is just like calling a wildcat a pet. You'd better stop your running around, straighten up and start moving on.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Each day you walk all over me, can't you take another route? Who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? I know you think I'm running round, that's why you're so peeved.
Now that's another line of the same old stuff that I hope you don't expect me to believe. Go out tonight, but don't come back, 'cause you just lost a home.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? I know you think I'm running round, and that's why you're so peeved.
Now that's another line of the same old stuff that I hope you don't expect me to believe. Go out tonight, but don't come back, 'cause you just
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Honey, who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? You're gonna miss me, honey, gal.
Are you kidding?
Ernest Tubb and Loretta Lynn, who's going to take your garbage out? Yeah, that's the thing. This time of year, it's a little tougher to get that out there through the slush and the snow. So I work hard doing that. Hopefully June realizes that. But anyway, thank you for joining us for the Light in the Milk House show. Kickapoo School's 2 hours late today. It's 34 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Some California Proposition 12 pork rules can be confusing. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. California's Proposition 12 is in full effect, and an ag law expert says pork producers need to be clear on the rules. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more from the 2024 Iowa Pork Congress.
Eldon McAfee is an attorney with Brick Gentry Law Firm representing the Iowa Pork Producers Association. He tells Brownfield Prop 12 applies to whole pork meat.
Ground pork is not subject to it. Anything processed is not subject. So there is pork that can go into California without being subject to Prop 12.
McAfee says some operations won't be impacted.
One misconception I hear is finishing hogs. Well, no, it applies to the gestation sows that produce those finishing pigs. So the auditing is a bit different than with some other commodities.
He says all producers and distributors must be audited by a verified third party, and self-certification is no longer an option. From Des Moines, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
A plant pathologist is encouraging growers to select varieties of soybeans with white mold resistance. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip has more from the Great Lakes Crop Summit.
Michigan State University's Marty Chilvers tells Brownfield continuous rainfall this summer after soybean canopy closure caused significant white mold pressure for many farmers.
If we're pushing populations narrow rows, that's going to increase our risk because we're increasing that canopy closure.
His research trials showed resistant varieties were the least impacted.
Screening commercial varieties, we see about a 20 bushel difference between the most susceptible to the most resistant within a company lineup. You know, that's sort of free management if you're paying attention to variety susceptibility.
Silver says the Sporecaster white mold prediction app was successful in predicting outbreaks, which can help farmers plan timely fungicide applications. In Mount Pleasant, Michigan, I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
The USDA has launched a pilot program to increase accessibility and affordability of carcass quality grading for small and mid-sized beef processors. Patrick Robinette is chair of the Independent Beef Processing Committee for the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Robinette tells Brownfield this is a game changer for producers who were previously unable to access value-added programs.
It is going to remove cattle out of the Big Four system. They're able to then create their own program with their own grade, and they're going to be able to play in the same marketplace as the Big Four.
With the ribeye grid device that will be provided to participating facilities, he says independent producers and processors can also qualify for programs like certified Angus beef. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Ader's, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct Cash Cattle business is off to a solid start, and cash hogs close sharply higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a very light scattered direct cash cattle trade reported Wednesday. Live deals in Kansas were at $174. That's a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Asking prices were firm around $176 plus live in the south and $276 plus dressed in the north. Expect more business to develop sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves under 650 pounds were $10 to $15 higher, with spots of $20 higher. Feeder calves over 650 pounds were $5 to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was very good on a moderate supply. Quality was above average, with several groups of long-time weaned and vaccinated calves in the offering. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 633 pounds, brought $248 to $270. Feeder steers, 704 to 734 pounds, brought $225 to $240. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 501 to 548 pounds, brought $236 to $255. Boxed beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 216 at $299.50. Select closed $1.14 lower at $287.24. Estimated cattle slaughter was 126,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a fairly light negotiated run. There wasn't a large run of hogs on Wednesday, but what did move did so at a premium. Processors got aggressive in their procurement efforts and prices reflected that. Demand has been strong on the global market for U.S. pork. But supplies of market-ready hogs are ample and hog weights continue to push higher. Both do add more pork to the market. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 576 higher with a weighted average of 53.10. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were both up $6.89 with weighted averages of 54.01. Pork values closed higher on Wednesday, up 83 cents at 88.86. Bellies were sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 493,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and down 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, optimistic about stronger cash business this week, and lean hog futures closed higher, supported by a bounce back in cash and wholesale business. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Soybeans ended the session mixed, adjusting spreads and watching South America. March beans were up 3/4 at 1240 and a quarter. May was a half lower at 1246 and a half. On short covering, March corn is up 5 3/4 at 452 and a quarter. May was 5 3/4 higher at 462 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were up ahead of this week's widespread direct business. February live was 70 higher at 175.35. April was up 52 at 178.35. March feeders are 12 higher at 233.77. And hogs closed higher, rallying on cash and wholesale support during the session. February lean was up 60 cents at 73.90. April was $1.70 higher at 82.02. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
More technology to help improve fertilizer efficiency today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. We've talked some before about better stewardship of nitrogen fertilizers to save money and the environment at the same time. Today, we focus on another fertilizer component, phosphorus. Brian Reinecke works for Phospholutions with a product called Rhizosorb.
Farmers are all interested in having the maximum amount of nutrients move from the soil into the plants and into the crop. Rhizosorb acts like an adsorbent sponge for phosphate and keeping it in soil solution for a much longer period of time when compared to conventional phosphate products.
Traditional fertilizer applications often result in a lot of product not being taken up by the crop. Reinecke says Rhizosorb can help.
Phosphate products are really only about 10 to 30% efficient. Rhizosorb keeps the availability of phosphate for a longer period of time and increases the phosphate efficiency from the soil application use by up to 50%.
Reinecke says the bottom line is the bottom line.
The trials and studies that we've done, we realize about a 10 to 15% savings on upfront costs and reduced inputs. And then at the end of the day, we are showing same or better yield with lower inputs.
Rhizosorb is available from most retail farm suppliers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. U.S. milk production dipped slightly in December of last year. USDA reports the 24 major milk-producing states made 18.1 billion pounds of milk. That's down a tenth of a percent from a year ago. There were 8.9 million head of dairy cows in the 24 major dairy states and 9.36 million head nationwide. Production per cow was increasing during the first 6 months of last year, but fell in the last 6 months. January was the month with the most milk production and most per cow production last year. There's more cheese, but less butter in cold storage. USDA's new report shows natural cheese stocks in storage at the end of the year were up slightly from the end of November, but down from a year ago. Total natural cheese in storage December 31st, 1.442 billion pounds. Butter stocks fell 6% from November and 8% from a year ago. As of the end of the year, 199.5 million pounds of butter in storage. Milk futures were all lower and the cash dairy markets mixed Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February Class 3 milk down 12 cents at 1558, March down 11 to 1586, April down 20 cents at 1643, May down 21 to 1709. June through December contracts range from 5 cents lower in December to 13 cents lower in October. Wednesday's trade volume estimated at nearly 3,100 contracts. Dry weight was up 0.75 cents to 44.25 with one sale. 40-pound blocks unchanged at 150, no sales. Cheese barrels down 0.25 cents to 145.75, no sales. Butter went up 3.25 cents to 257.75, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk up 0.25 cents to 119.25 with one sale at that price. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Here is today's forecast from WRCO, a high of 38, cloudy and foggy conditions. Scattered drizzle becoming steadier, light rain this afternoon. Rainy with areas of fog tonight, a low of 34. Highs near 40 on Friday with light rain tapering to drizzle in the afternoon. And Saturday's high of 40 degrees, Sunday 38. Looks like that mild weather continues for the next week or so. Temps in the upper 30s to around 40 for several days. In Richland Center, it is 34 degrees, a little bit of fog out there. Kickapoo schools under a two-hour late start today. That is the only school or district that we have heard from. Reports from motorists this morning, though, of some fog and even some patches of black ice. So do allow some extra time and be careful out there today.
Of a heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of a heartbreak.
Love undecided. Don't walk away. Don't run from yourself, it's not hurt for somebody else. It's not a rainbow you see through tears in your eyes. Don't think love is one-sided. Is worn, her sides are torn and tattered like the sand the ocean gathers. They are as one, and no divine guide to leave in love reunited. Don't walk away, don't run from yourself. It's not her for somebody else. See through tears in your eyes. Don't think love is one-sided. Don't think love is one-sided.
Desert Rose Band on the Light in the Milk House Show and Love Reunited. It is 9 minutes before 6 o'clock. Again, some reports from motorists of little patches of stuff here and there. So those are kind of the dangerous mornings. Report of some black ice in the area of Highway 171. I'm not surprised. And also in the Lone Rock area today. We'll have details on weather coming up. Tony Schumacher will bring us up to date on the forecast for today. That dense fog advisory remains in effect for Grant and Iowa counties until noon today. 34 in Richland Center at WRC.
Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. It's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la,
peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
Takes us back there a little bit to Mockingbird Hill. Squirt, don't scare the mockingbird. Kickapoo School's 2 hours late today, and that's the only district or school that we've heard from this morning. Well, we'll keep you posted. It's 34 degrees at 5 minutes before six.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, foggy and damp weather will continue. In fact, we do expect some steadier rain this afternoon through tomorrow morning as a low-pressure system sweeps up just south of Wisconsin, and the rain amounts have increased a bit from our earlier thinking yesterday. Now we're thinking as much as a quarter to a half inch of rain could fall across the region during the period. So please travel with care with those pockets of fog out there. Otherwise, the temperatures will remain unseasonably warm through the weekend and well through next week, with temperatures about 10 to 15 degrees above normal on average. Might even be a few days next week where it gets well into the 40s, depending on the amount of sunshine. So pretty unusual for this time of the year, which historically produces some of the coldest weather of the year across the upper Midwest. Very quiet pattern after tomorrow as well, with not a whole lot of precipitation in sight. Here's that forecast for today. A dense fog advisory for Grant and Iowa counties through noon. Otherwise cloudy and foggy generally. Scattered drizzle becoming a steadier light rain this afternoon. High in the upper 30s. East wind at 2 to 6. Rainy tonight with fog as well. Low 34. Tomorrow cloudy with fog again. Light rain tapering to drizzle in the afternoon with a high of 39 degrees. Saturday mostly cloudy and mild. Low at 32 with a high of 40. Sunday maybe a few peaks of sunshine. Low 30, high 38. Monday variably cloudy. Low 26 with a high of 39 degrees. Tuesday partly or mostly cloudy. Low 27 with a high near 40. And Wednesday partly sunny, even warmer. Low 28 with a high near 43. Have yourself a good day out there. Drive carefully. Watch out for some of those pockets of fog. High temperature up to 38 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
34 degrees, cloudy, and a mist out there today. 38 was yesterday's high. We did pick up 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high, 58 in 2002. Record low for January 25th, 28 below zero in 1963. Last year's high was 34 and the low 27. Sunset will happen at 4 minutes after 5 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 7:24 for this morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 3011 is on the rise. We have picked up 1/100th of an inch of rain early on today. Reports of some slippery travel in a few areas, some reports of some black ice, so it could be some unexpected perils on the road. Be careful. And fog, definitely a factor as well. We've heard of some patchy spots in the Lone Rock area, Highway 171 and Highway 154, some of the usual suspects. 2-hour delay today for all buses and classes in the Kickapoo School District. Again, it's 34. That's been our temperature for most of the morning after briefly being at 35 a moment ago. Right now, as we approach 6 o'clock.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet